Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. Luke 24:44-45. The Old Testament has three major divisions: the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. In the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, all that was spoken concerning him in these three major divisions of the Scriptures were fulfilled. The redemption promise was fulfilled. The kingdom promise was fulfilled. God would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, Acts 2:30-31. Peter announced to the multitude at Pentecost that all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ, Acts 2:36. In the resurrection of Christ, he is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him, 1 Peter 3:22. Thus, John identifies him as Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful, Revelation 17:14. When Jesus ascended into the heavens, God set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all, Ephesians 1:20-23. The eternal purpose of God has been fulfilled in the church, the body of Christ, wherein is human redemption and salvation. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, Ephesians 3:10-11. The final glorious act of Almighty God is to close the curtain of human history and bring the Church of Christ home to heavenly glory. But let every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. 1 Corinthians 15:23-24. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.